How-tos for loving God, how-tos for loving others, how to live out the greatest of all the commandments. Time again for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries, who today reminds us to turn aside from our busy schedules so we can exercise our privilege to love.
Turn a little aside and give God an opportunity to stir up inside of you the fresh sense of gratitude that you and I have the privilege to express His presence, beginning with those nearest you. How about today? Someone to accept, someone to encourage. Great commandment, love. The simplest of all commands. Thanks again for joining us today.
Dr. David Ferguson. For more tips on great commandment living and loving, go to greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio as we experience the how-tos for loving God and loving others. We want to take a minute to answer a question you may have. Who and what is Intimate Life Ministries?
One of the burdens of our ministry is to help people get beyond sharing with them what to do and equip them in how to do it.
Intimate Life Ministries is a training and resource ministry whose purpose is to assist in the development of Great Commandment ministries worldwide.
That's one of the keys of our ministry, is that we must come to experience biblical truth. We must move beyond simply knowing about it. We must come to experience it.
Perhaps we can be of service to you or your church or denomination. Contact us at 1-800-881-8008. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-881-8008 or through the web at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net.
You remember that story where we've got someone laying beside the road, beaten, left for dead, and two religious people pass by. And the Bible actually says they see the man and keep walking. And then there came one who saw him, and here's the key difference. It says he was moved with compassion, and he went across the road.
It's time for Great Commandment Radio, where we learn the how-tos for loving God and loving others in the real world with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Today we conclude our series, Integrity Begins at Home. But what does the story of the Good Samaritan and compassion have to do with integrity? You'll find out with David and Teresa. We'll also have a free download for you and our special guest today, our friend Jack Shull.
Most of my life, you know, I've lived under a cloud of guilt, of shame. Man, I'm not good enough. Man, I'm not a good enough youth pastor. Just not cutting it.
Let's get started. Here are David and Teresa Ferguson, co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries.
Have you ever heard the expression of walk in another person's shoes? Our daughter, Terry, plays an interesting game with families that she works with, where all the moms and dads and kids take off their shoes. She actually has these adults go over and get in one of their children's shoes, and the children get in one of the adult shoes, and they kind of walk around. And as they walk around, they actually are talking to one another on the basis of, I want to better get to know you. I think what she's trying to communicate is it's important that each of us come to have a compassion for other people's needs, a compassion and understanding for other people's struggles and pain and challenges. In other words, for parents to realize, you know, it's pretty complex out there in our world today to be a kid. And maybe for even kids, and particularly maybe teenagers, to begin to realize, you know, it's not the easiest thing in the world to be a dad or be a mom. And part of our program today is going to explore learning to put yourself in another's place. In many ways, it's what the Bible calls compassion. And compassion, if you will, is a critical issue concerning integrity. Integrity is lived out. Is this not true? Integrity is lived out in my life as I begin to evaluate my actions, my choices, my decisions ahead of time on the basis of how will they impact people around me? How will they impact the world around me, the testimony of my life, and maybe how will they impact the reputation of my Lord? And I begin to imagine in a compassionate way that the decisions I make, the choices I make, are going to have an impact on the lives of others. Let's make this relevant for just a moment. How about some of the scandals we find splattered all across the media today in the business world? Is it possible that some board members, some executives in key corporations, prior to making certain unethical decisions, missed compassion? They missed evaluating how will these unethical decisions have an impact on stockholders, employees who put their life savings and their futures into this company. And the decision I'm about to make is going to wreck and ruin their future. Had they somehow missed compassion? How about religious leaders who, out of moral and ethical failures, have made decisions that have wounded many of the flock and the people of God? Is it somehow true that before making those decisions, those wrong, unethical, immoral decisions, bad choices, sinful behaviors, that they somehow didn't stop to allow the compassion of God to help them see the pain, the conflict, the anxiety, the betrayal that their actions would produce in those they were leading? Part of our exploration today and our program is going to be how integrity really is rooted in the heart expression of compassion. And as we do so, I think what we're all going to find, as I know Teresa and I have found, is that compassion is not necessarily, in fact, it may be an impossible thing to do in and of yourself. Maybe it's an impossible thing to do in the flesh. I sometimes like to say, and Teresa, you may have your comments on it, but I sometimes like to say that none of us wake up in the morning with this sense of, man, I'm looking forward to hurting with somebody today. You know, I don't think we just wake up oozing with compassion. I tend to think that we kind of ooze or moved, not with compassion, but a whole lot of other things.
I think some of the dumb things that we did early in our life, and even as we're walking through some of our trials and tribulations, even of today, I'm glad to know, doesn't make me happy while I'm going through it, but I can say I'm glad to know today that God has turned my heart towards compassion for others as they go through their trials and tribulations, that it's kind of softened my heart and prepared my heart for others as they go through their own trials and tribulations, that what I've gone through maybe is helpful to somebody else.
Yeah. And so integrity of our commitments really is empowered by this heart of compassion. Compassion. One of the most frequently used words to describe the heart of Jesus and much needed in our world today. A world that in many ways could be described by a story Jesus tells in Luke chapter 11. He makes reference to what parent, if you will, among us would, when their children need bread, give them stones. It's almost as if he's saying that'd be ridiculous. And he goes on to say, how much more will our Heavenly Father give you? How much more than bread will he give you? And yet, if we were to just use that analogy for just a few moments, it would be this. Is it possible in our world today, in our Christian ministries, in the people around our community, surrounding our churches, they have needed bread? They've needed the real thing of security and love. They've needed the real thing of encouragement in their lives. And oftentimes they've gotten stones. They've gotten neglected or ignored. They've gotten betrayed or used. I think it's possible that we're living in a world where people have needed the blessings. They've needed the blessings of people's attention. They needed the blessings of people's support and affection in their life. They needed the words, I love you. They needed the hugs. And yet they've missed them.
David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Compassion, it prepares the heart for integrity. And our free download from Great Commandment Radio today comes right out of Luke 11, The Insight of Bread and Stones. It's yours by visiting our website at greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net, where you can subscribe to Great Commandment Life Online to strengthen your marriage, your family, or your friendships, or if you're a pastor or ministry leader, Great Commandment Ministry Online. Visit our website for your free download, information on conferences, resources, and more. That's greatcommandment.net. GreatCommandment.net. Later on in today's program, an exercise from Youth Minister Jack Shule, something you can try in your own family or Sunday school class, a way to come to know the compassion of the Scriptures.
I simply set a Pepsi, better than Coke, on a table. And I started with this question. I said, how do you read the Bible?
Great Commandment Radio continues right after this. You're married. Things are okay, or maybe not. Aloneness in a marriage can produce a wide variety of emotions, thoughts, and feelings that can destroy a marriage. Change the pattern. You've been married a few months or a few years. Your intimacy could be better. You know the problems are about the ways you relate. But how can you change? Never Alone Devotions for Couples by David and Teresa Ferguson will help you give and receive love in a whole new way. Through these proven principles, you will find fresh strength to join with Christ to meet each other's relational needs. You can and you will improve your marriage and grow spiritually as a couple. Order the Never Alone Devotions for Couples today. Call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008. Discover true spiritual and marital intimacy through the Never Alone Devotions for Couples.
You might be, in many ways, consumed right now with all the things you need to do, and maybe God wants to challenge you right now to experience thinking more highly of somebody else. Who might that be?
How-tos for loving God. How-tos for loving others. How to live out the great commandment. It's time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
And then how might you show them a little of His great commandment love? A little phone call, bless anyone in your life. Let them know, hey, I'm just thinking about you. How much I enjoy the opportunity to just work with you or to serve in ministry with you. And I just want to let you know, think more highly of another person.
Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. For more free tips on Great Commandment living and loving, go to greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Now you can host a Great Commandment Weekend workshop in your church and community, where participants will really experience Scripture within their own relationships as led by an Intimate Life Ministries trainer. Each workshop focuses on a specific type of relationship, such as marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships. At the workshop, you'll explore and become better equipped in God's antidote to the first human crisis, removing aloneness. All participants experience Scripture lived out in their relationship with God and others, especially their nearest ones. And all participants are challenged to ask a different question concerning their closest relationships. What should God be receiving from this relationship? For information on weekend workshops you can host on marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships, go to our website at greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Or call toll-free 1-800-881-8008.
So when you talk to us about truth and about absolutes, we just hear you talking about your opinion of truth. And it might be fine for you to believe whatever you want to believe, but that doesn't mean that we're going to believe it. Because it's all relative. It's all about your experience and my experience. At least that's what my generation believes.
Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Sad to say, many in our society have not experienced compassion from Christianity, and they relate that lack of compassion to a lack of relevancy in their lives.
Your walk matching your talk. What an exhortation to those of us who share the name of Christ. That the talk we have, and maybe even the messages we will teach this weekend, the sermons we'll preach, that the talk of those would actually be lived out in the daily walk of our lives. Particularly, is that not true among a younger generation? Those of us who have maybe young people in our homes, the young adults around us, teenagers, more and more today, what we're finding is we're in a crisis of relevance. There's a sense in which there's almost a skepticism as to whether or not these things we talk about in our churches, talk about in our ministries, talk about in our Bible studies, are they really real? And there's a sense in which maybe I'm not really sure they're real until I see them lived out with integrity in your walk, in your life. Did you listen for just a moment as a testimony from one of these young adults, one of these postmodern Gen X people, gives us insight as to the thought process that challenges us with a heart of integrity. Listen as we explore how integrity and compassion are importantly needed in our world today.
If you talk to my roommate, Colleen, and you tell her about God's unconditional love, she'll just look at you and say, well, what have you done for the homeless lately? Because if you can't prove to her that you believe enough to live, that you can take what you believe about love and show it in your life, then she's not going to pay any attention to you. And if you talk to my gay friend, Jay, about compassion and hope, he'll say, yeah, but what about me? Can you look at me? Can you accept me? In spite of the fact that you don't agree with what I do. In spite of the fact that you can't accept my lifestyle, can you still see that I'm a person? And I think that Jay would be a lot more willing to listen to an explanation of biblical truth if he was met with compassion.
When people aren't perfect around us, how do we respond? When people aren't perfect around our churches, how do we respond? In Luke chapter 10, Jesus tells a story about one laying beside the road. He's been hurt, bleeding, near death. And two Pharisees and a scribe, they walk along, and if you will, they lack integrity. They look across the road, and they never take a step over there. You know, Teresa, I can't help but imagine what was going through their minds that caused them not to move across the road and care.
I think that's one of the saddest things about Christianity today is instead of moving across the road, we stand at a distance, maybe point, and criticizing, judging. Well, what's he doing on that side of the road? He shouldn't have been there in the first place. Well, he probably got what he deserved.
Yeah. What was he doing hanging out with those people anyway? You know, the Pharisees described they lacked integrity. We want to be careful as we go in, even this weekend, and we explore our expressions of our life and love of Christ, that we make sure they're moved with integrity. And that means that in Luke 10, the Bible says this good Samaritan is moved with compassion. Remember the connection between integrity and compassion? The good Samaritan was moved across the road with compassion. There was a sense of hurting with this other person.
David and Teresa Ferguson, co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries. They'll be back with us in our final segment. We invite you to visit our website for today's free download, Christ's Insight into Bread and Stones, an exercise in compassion. It's yours for free at greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. There you can order the Integrity Begins at Home resource collection, which includes a copy of Covenant Marriage, a book by Dr. John Vining, and a CD from the 2003 Youth Pastor Summit with messages by Josh McDowell, David Ferguson, and Jack Scholl, who'll be joining us in our next segment.
And a lot of the things that we've been learning from Intimate Life and discovering together has really transformed the way that we do student ministry and the way that we see students and the way that we try to relate to them.
And a three-month subscription to Great Commandment Life Online. It's the Integrity Begins at Home resource collection. Free downloads and more at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Back after this. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. Took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008.
There would be somebody in your life that maybe they've got a goal, a dream.
How-tos for loving God and loving others, living out the great commandment. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
Would there be somebody in your life, maybe somebody close, somebody in your own home, who could be blessed? Maybe someone in your fellowship. Just a word of, I was listening to the radio the other day, and I was reminded of you. And I just wanted to let you know, I'm believing in you. I'm excited for your journey in what God has got before you.
Dr. David Ferguson, in the next 24 hours, bless someone with encouragement. And for more free tips on Great Commandment living and loving, go to greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Great Commandment Living Conferences, coming soon to a city near you. Whether you're a pastor or lay leader, student or counselor, single or married, a Great Commandment Living Conference from Intimate Life Ministries will equip you for effective living and ministry in a postmodern world. You'll gain insights into postmodern challenges and opportunities, enrichment in your own relationships with God and others, and equipping in a fresh method for relevant ministry. Great Commandment Living Conferences. For more information, go to www.greatcommandment.net or call Katie at 800-881-8008, extension 206. That's the Great Commandment Living Conference at www.greatcommandment.net or 1-800-881-8008, extension 206. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio. We want to take just a minute to tell you a little bit about our ministry. Our ministry focuses on helping ministers, their families, their marriages, their kids, and their churches. We support ministers and churches. That's what we're all about. If you're a pastor, we invite you to visit our website at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. We have free sermon downloads for you. We can tell you about Galatians 6:6 getaways for ministers and their spouses, and so much more. And if you're joining us out there, we encourage you, support your ministry team in your local church. Any way you can. They're good people doing good work spreading the good news. Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio. When you read the Bible, do you read words of compassion, or do they tend to be words of judgment and condemnation? Jack Shule is student ministry pastor at Casas Adobes Church in Tucson, Arizona, one of our network of churches nationwide. At a recent youth pastors conference, Jack shared an exercise you can try in your own family or Sunday school class, an exercise to bring you in touch with the compassionate heart of God.
I got the privilege, I lead a student ministry in Tucson, Arizona at our church. Had the privilege, our middle school pastor was out of town, I got to go lead the middle school Bible study. 40 kids in a room with me. How many of you feel the cringe already? I walked in, I had a bowl of candy, I passed it out first. Dumb. Been doing ministry way too long to do that. I simply set a Pepsi, better than Coke, on a table. And I started with this question. I said, how do you read the Bible? How do you read the Bible? And I had some junior high kids go, well, you know, 10 minutes a day. And I kind of go to this little room, and I have some pillows and stuff. And I said, no. How do you read the Bible? Not your strategy. How do you read it? When you look and read the words on the page, how do you read it? I said, I'm convinced, as a youth pastor for the last 12 years, and as a fellow journeyman, as a follower of Christ, I read the Bible wrong most of my life. I read it with a couple purposes of truth, but I missed the point. You know, I read it to know it, and I read it to be able to behave and believe, and I always felt guilty. You know, most of my Christian life, I was an embryo in the church. Most of my life, you know, I've lived under a cloud of guilt, of shame. Man, I'm not good enough. Man, I'm not a good enough youth pastor. Just not cutting it. And I began to see that my view of God really challenged me. So I began to ask them, how do you read the Bible? How do you see God when you read it? And that kind of goes into what David talked about earlier, this whole theology, relational theology, just kind of the warped, messed up views that people have of the real God. And most of the kids in your group and most of the kids in my group have that. Most of us have that. I know I do. I still do. I'm still working on it. This is a process. It's a journey. It's not something that's done. So I started walking around. I started shaking this Coke. Pepsi. And I said, what if you could really see God for who he really is? What if you read the Bible and it really drew you into a relationship with him? Wouldn't that be cool? And I walked up to a couple kids and I acted like I was going to pop the top and they squirted. They took off. And I was like, well, what are you doing? They're like, well, you're going to blow up on us. I'm like, well, no, wait a minute. You have a belief that this is going to squirt all over you when I open it up, right? Well, yeah. So your behavior came from your belief, right? That you moved out of the way because you really believe that this was going to squirt all over you. Yeah. And I leaned in real close to the seventh grade guy, John. I said, John, you forgot one real important thing, though. My relationship with you. And if you really knew me, you know I'd never do that to you. And it's just this, the power of understanding the relational theology. Understanding the one who wrote it is a very important thing.
Jack Shule. You'll find his entire address in our Integrity Begins at Home resource collection at greatcommandment.net, along with messages by Josh McDowell and David Ferguson, and The Covenant Marriage, a book by Dr. John Vining, as well as a 3-month subscription to Great Commandment Life Online. And don't forget to get today's free download on Bread and Stones. It's all at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. With some final thoughts, back to David and Teresa Ferguson.
If compassion in many ways is the heart of integrity, learning to think more highly of other people than we do ourselves, how do we get compassion? Where does it come from? You know, the Bible says, freely we receive, and then we can freely give. It's possibly true that it's going to be hard for us to be moved across the road to care and be compassionate, to walk with integrity around others any more deeply than we have experienced the compassion of God in our lives. In these closing moments, can I just encourage each of us to imagine that in many ways we at times have laid beside the road. Would you imagine for just a few moments one of the times of failure in your life? Maybe it was one of those times of perceived failure, like has been shared in today's program, when someone didn't want you. Someone ignored you. Maybe it's been a time of compromise in your own life. Maybe a time of betrayal. Some sense in which you have let the Lord down or others down around you. And you, like the one laying beside the road, are hurting in pain. And you're hurting alone. Would you take a moment to be reminded of how God, sometimes just with you and He, and maybe the book, the Word of God, sometimes through other people, has been moved with compassion to come across the road and to love you, to accept you. Heavenly Father, would you fill our hearts with the joy and wonder of this truth, that you have demonstrated your love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Would you overwhelm us with the wonder that in our struggles, our inadequacies, our failures, you have been the God of all comfort to us. You at times have sent other people into our life to encourage us, to accept us. And out of the joy and wonder of that, would you now, having freely given to us, empower our freely giving to others? Would you make our walk match our talk? In Christ's name we ask it. Amen.
Intimate Life Ministries' David and Teresa Ferguson. For your free download on Bread and Stones from Luke chapter 11, go to greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Thanks for joining us this week for Great Commandment Radio, and a special thanks to our network of radio stations and churches that make our time together possible. For everyone at Intimate Life Ministries, I'm Mike Frazier. God bless.